Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell for one more hour here on this Monday. A big, big week here. Astros taking on the Tigers. Tarik Skubal tomorrow against Framber Valdez, in a game that should last about 47 minutes. And then,
what's the score going to be? Who's going to win?
Astros win 3-1.
How are we going to score three when this takes 47 minutes?
We're going to score
three. Well, if they run around the bases fast on a home run.
Yeah. No. Don't worry. The Astros will score. The Astros are going to score three. And there's no way they score more than one off of. There's no way they score more than one off Framber. So three is the number that the Astros have to get to.
Okay.
I like the under in this. Do you know the Astros are -141?
For what?
The game.
What's the under?
Skubal.
Is it seven?
Or
six and a half?
The Astros -141 under six.
Ooh!
Wow.
Good Lord. That's
under
what it should be,
six.
Though. Honestly, yeah. And especially playoffs, but I didn't think we'd hit the six bomb on it. But you're dealing with one of the hottest pitchers in baseball in Framber, and then the guy who's been the most consistent all year and has the most wins, strikeouts, and best ERA in the American League. So, yeah, oh, a six total. Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing many sixes in my life. Six, not even six and a half, just six.
No.
Woo. All right, let's go over what your thoughts about some of the games yesterday.
So quickly, I was peeking a lot of them. I was flying. I was able to, if you have a stream, if you get a Wi-Fi with the stream on a plane, I was able to watch, and I wasn't in Houston, so I was able to watch. I didn't get it blacked out on my YouTube, so I watched a lot of different stuff. I'll give you some quick thoughts. Let's see. Colts are in some serious trouble with Anthony Richardson. He ran. He was okay early in the game. He had a running play. He got hit on his hip. Now he got hurt. He got taken out of the game. He came back and then had to basically collapse because his hip was hurting him. Flacco came in and played well. If you're the Colts, you drafted Anthony Richardson because he's big and had a chance to be a dual-threat quarterback. He's always hurt, John. He was hurt last year. He's hurt this year. He was hurt in college. So I don't know what the Colts are going to do, but they look pretty good. Justin Fields was okay. I don't think they're going to have a quarterback issue. I think that's Justin's job for now. I don't think anything will change there.
He brought him back.
I thought he was fine. I mean, he's limited, but for me, I'd rather see what he can do than Russell. I already know who Russell Wilson is. I thought the Bengals looked good offensively. I mean, it's the Panthers, one of the worst teams in football. But Joe looked pretty good. The offense started getting cranked up.
I think the Eagles are in trouble.
But they did have both their top wide receivers were missing. So that was tough. I mean, I think they might be too, but what are you going to do when you're missing A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith? They were
Lane
kind of,
Johnson didn't
Lane
play.
Lane Johnson didn't play. But they were beat to hell.
None of those guys play defense. And their defense was fully healthy, and they had no answers.
Yep.
They hired a new DC, Vic Fangio, to fix their issues that popped up at the end of last year when they fell apart, and those issues don't appear to be fixed.
Wow. I'm going to tell you this. The Browns are 1-3.
But if they didn't have Amari Cooper, they would be 2-2. Amari Cooper
tell
is
John,
so
John,
bad.
John, tell people what you said in our group text. I never thought John would ever say this.
I actually felt bad for Deshaun. I felt he hit him on an in route, and it was right on his numbers, perfectly thrown. It bounces in the air, intercepted. Amari Cooper has more drops than, and he's killing the Browns. Amari Cooper is killing the Browns.
Yeah,
and I don't feel bad for Deshaun too often, but he's going to have that pick on him, and it was a perfect throw. Perfect throw.
I'm looking for drops. Let me see. Here they are. Drops. Drop passes. Leading the league is, oh, my God, Amari Cooper with 6. Second place is 3.
Yeah.
Six drops. I've got him on my fantasy team.
You got him on your fantasy team?
Yeah, of course I do. That's why I'm 1-3.
Oh, my God.
He's been a literal sack of dog turds this year.
Who knew that I should have started Justin Fields yesterday over Josh Allen?
Oh, I forgot to change my lineup yesterday. I was going to put Jaden Reed in place of Josh Jacobs. Jaden Reed goes for 27 points. I probably would have won, but look at this. Malik Nabers has 3. Your boy Marvin Harrison Jr. has 2. Your boy C.D. Lamb has 2. I got to keep going before I even get to a Texan. Nico's got 1 drop. That man is the king of the world. 30 catches, 1 drop. Contested catches, doesn't matter. Nico
doesn't
Collins.
Matter. No, he had a guy draped him on a slant. And I'm telling you, Diggs has been dropping that, and Nico just gobbled it up. Nico's so good.
No, but the Browns offense is not good. But, yeah, Amari Cooper is just.
He's killing him.
He's just, he and Deshaun's contract are killing him.
No, and. You know, and he went back to play the Raiders, who drafted him, and he's like, and he wanted it, and oh my God, he couldn't have felt worse. The 49ers looked like they were playing the Patriots, but
yeah,
but Brock Purdy looked really. I mean, listen, you're not missing a beat with Christian McCaffrey gone. You're not missing a beat.
No,
Jordan Mason,
John. This is the argument against paying running backs.
Yeah.
Like, for the little bit extra that you get with McCaffrey as a pass receiver, at the end of the day, he's just a really fun toy that you have. You actually gave up, you know, you're actually paying him to be this, like, you have a really great car, and he's a car with a little more fine-tuned engine who can race a little bit faster and do more, but it's also more expensive when he's injured. You know, he doesn't have the durability of your other car. I mean, Jordan Mason could do everything from a running standpoint, maybe even more than Christian McCaffrey. It's just Christian McCaffrey offers you a more diverse skill set. But you can understand, watching Jordan Mason, you can understand people saying, now, wait a minute. This guy was an undrafted free agent, kind of like that Arian Foster guy was before. Yeah. I mean, look how good he is as a runner. And we're paying how much for the other running back?
Yeah.
Like, I get that. It makes it, Jordan Mason makes it really tough for running backs to get paid.
And then we talked about it early in the show, but Jaden Daniels is the C.J. Stroud of 2024. 82% he's hitting his passes. He's got more scoring drives than incompletions, which hasn't happened since 1973.
It's truly incredible.
Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury are a match.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff is doing a nice job there.
Cliff's doing an excellent job. And for as much attention as Jaden should get, and he should get the most, Cliff Kingsbury deserves a ton of attention. This guy was, you know, he wasn't great at I thought he was okay at Texas Tech. He went to, against all odds, he ends up going to be a head coach in the NFL. It didn't work out for him there. But Cliff Kingsbury has done an incredible job with Jaden Daniels.
Maybe he found what he should be doing in football.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably what it is.
And it helps when you get the Heisman Trophy winner and he's playing like he is. But the Commanders have a shot at this division. Are they better than the Eagles? Yes. Are they better than the Giants? Yeah. Are they better than the Cowboys right now? Absolutely. The Commanders are a force right now. Who would have thought that this is the team that's going to come out of the NFC East?
Hey, they really are. Like, you really have to look at them because Philadelphia is kind of a mess right now. Dallas, even in a win, fans are pissed off at Dallas because it doesn't look right. You know the Giants can't play. Washington is a legit concern. Already they're a legit concern because they got a quarter. This is how fast they can. I mean, it looks like they're mimicking the Texans in some ways. I mean, the pathway will be a little bit different and how they get there. But at the end, John, we're probably going to say, man, they got a quarterback and look how fast this changed just with the quarterback. I'm looking at some stats. Nico Collins has the most 10-yard targets or 10-yard receptions. Is this receptions? Yeah, the most 10-yard receptions in 10 or more yards in the NFL with 21. Second is only 15. He is, for 20 or more, he's tied with 7 receptions with Jaden Reed, Malik Nabers, and Juan Jennings for receptions of 20 yards or more. He only has 1 drop. And in percentages of the team's targets, he is number 5 in the league. He is an absolute workhorse. Malik Nabers is targeted 38% of the time. The rookie, followed by Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Pittman, Deontay Johnson, and Nico Collins, and then Justin Jefferson. These are the most targeted. When it comes to C.J. Stroud, he is going And who do you think leads the league in receiving yards?
Nico.
489. Second place, Malik Nabers, 386. He's over 100 yards. Wow. Now, I say that, but who plays today? Let's see.
Yeah,
you've got DK Metcalf, who's at 262. Metcalf can go for 100. He still would be 120 behind.
Yeah. No.
Yards per reception, 16.3.
Oh, like, so what you're trying to say is Nico's good.
I think he's, you know what, this is what it's looking like, is that Nico Collins is pretty good at
That's
football.
What it's looking like to you? All right.
This is what it's starting to look like. It appears as though Nico Collins might be pretty good.
All right. I'll tell you who else is pretty good, and that's Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is not pretty good. Chastain Ford is excellent. Chastain Ford has ridiculous deals going on. $5,000 off in stock Broncos. $5,000. $10,000 off Bronco Raptor in stock. $10,000 off Heritage Bronco Limited Edition. The Bronco is a sweet, sweet ride. You can get it with those wheels that are, you can dress up your Bronco now, but get it the way that you want it, okay? Do you want to dress it up a bunch, or do you want it as plain as possible? Because Chastain Ford don't care. Chastain Ford's not adding on. They're not marking up. They're not trying to sell you more. They're trying to get you into the vehicle that you want at the price you have to have it at. One of the first things that they're going to ask you is, what do your payments have to be at? Because that's important to them. It's important that you don't choke on that vehicle. Hey, I bought 4 vehicles from these people. I just trust them. I just know every time I'm going to get the best deal. Up to $12,000 off right now on F-150s. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Thing after thing after thing. And before this month ends, people, let's go. Make sure that you get over there, because every car that they sell during the month of September, they are going to give a $100 to Texas Children's Hospital. That's how they are, for cancer research. So you're looking for the best way to get that Ford car, or truck, or pre-owned vehicle. We bought a pre-owned F-150 from them last week. Couldn't have been better. Could not have been a better deal, and couldn't have been a better process at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
This is a thing now. I knew it while I was watching that game yesterday, that Cliff Kingsbury was going to get a game ball. He's playing against his old team, the team that fired him.
That's right, yeah.
Yep.
The big revenge games across the board yesterday. Yeah. You had a lot of revenge games.
He had a lot of revenge out there yesterday, and Cliff got the game ball, and he deserved it. He deserves at least one game ball. But going back to the place, I mean, look at all the former Texans that got game balls in Minnesota. And
we got Aaron Jones yesterday going back to see the Packers. He won. I'm going to need for that trend to end starting tomorrow. I don't need A.J. Hinch coming in into town with this revenge series.
Will he get a game ball?
Well, if they win the series, yeah. I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? They don't give game balls in baseball, I don't think. But,
well, the tip of the cap to A.J. for winning the series?
That's what we do. We tip the cap.
We're Justin classic. Verlander said that. Hey, if this is my last go-around here, just tip the cap. And
how about Justin Verlander's not going to be able to pitch against Detroit? How fitting would that be? If he goes and he beats Detroit. But you just watch over here. We got some good seats for you.
Yeah, I don't need him in an actual uniform.
No.
You wear Astros issued gear in the dugout? Cool. But an actual uniform? Nah. I don't want you putting on a uniform.
Did you see for the first time he wore his pants at the knees with the socks up?
He's
always been a long pants guy.
So it was maybe his last start in baseball.
In baseball? Well, no. He said he's coming back. He said,
well,
I got
see.
A lot of work to do. This injury has been really tough on me, but I'm going to work my ass off this offseason.
He says it now, but let's see.
Oh, somebody will absolutely.
Well, somebody would, but he may also say, I mean, it's not a financial issue. He's got tons of money. He may want to just sit around and, you know, do things, do stuff.
Did you have a thought in your head, and then you're like, wait a minute, I probably shouldn't say that? So, okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, all just, right. You know.
I think he can still do stuff while he's working.
No, not if you're on the road. You can't do stuff except, you know, in a hotel by himself. Well, unless he wants to get in trouble. What, Dell? You're the one who started this.
No, you started it. I just looked into your sick
John
mind and figured out what you're talking about.
John won't let anyone retire. Let that man retire.
Yeah, he has to pitch next year.
He wore his high stirrups and all that stuff. Let him retire. Stop forcing him to pitch at the age of 42.
Why are you trying to make that man pitch?
He's 42. He's not Joe Flacco. He's Justin Verlander. Actually, they're the same thing. Only one of them's way better.
Let's get Gilbert in here. Apparently, he's angry about something. Gilbert, what's going on?
I'm mad as hell.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm real mad.
Why? You bet on the Texans?
You didn't show up, you know, John. Didn't show up.
Who didn't show up?
I didn't.
John, you listen to the program. Call Session up. It will happen to you on the weekend anyway.
What happened? His program and his cap.
I did.
You my cap. He probably didn't come by Saturday, but he didn't show up anyway, you know.
Who said that?
I'm trying to guard him. He wasn't there, you know.
Hold on. All right. We got to. Hold on. We're going to start from the beginning. I don't understand any of this.
Gilbert, I never told you I was coming. Oh, who said I was coming here to see you?
John,
the China Garden guy who brought him egg rolls.
You're mad that somebody who brought you free egg rolls from China Garden didn't also bring you a cap?
He said he promised him he was coming over the weekend and he didn't show up.
That's the one, he said.
Yeah.
Not me, John.
No,
so you're
the
mad
other
at,
one.
You're mad at Mega Blast.
Yeah, that's Mega Blast.
Yeah. John, call Session up. He went after you anyway. I want my division cap anyway.
Did he promise you a division cap?
Yeah, he promised me a cap.
He promised him a cap.
Hold on, when did he promise you a cap?
John, from the Astros department, anyway.
From the Astros department?
Is there a different John he's dealing
with, too? Is there somebody who you're talking to that we don't know about that said they're going to give you a cap? Wait, is this what you're mad about, that somebody didn't bring you your cap and program?
Yeah, that's what he's mad about.
Hold on.
Yeah, John from the Astros department. His brother make a new cap anyway, you know, for the Astros team anyway.
Yeah, we don't know about that.
So
that's not on our radar.
So someone working for the Astros promised you a cap and they didn't bring it?
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Lance? I know you come by here. They gave me a steak, you know. What happened, Lance?
A steak, John.
Well,
Lance.
Wait. I didn't say anything about bringing you a steak.
Yeah, you did. Outback Steakhouse.
No, I never said
you
that.
You brought it up, remember?
No, you did. I brought it up with you and he goes, yeah, Outback. No, my wife is going to make you some spinach enchiladas.
Yeah, can she do that still?
Is she going to bring him?
I don't know. Does that sound? How's that sound? Spinach.
Sound pretty good, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You would like spinach?
She doesn't make spinach enchiladas, by the way. But now that's what I'm bringing you from a restaurant, just so I can watch you.
Oh my
tear
God.
Into a spinach enchiladas really? And say, "Hey, where's the? There's not even any fajitas in this." No, I was out of town, Gilbert. I was out of town all weekend. I just got back in last
from
night
from Colorado.
Yeah.
All weekend, Colorado.
We've got a call from John.
Oh, that's right. All week.
The egg roll guy.
Oh, let's hear the egg roll.
Let's hear egg roll
he
John,
defend
who also apparently was supposed to bring him a division cap.
Yeah, this is what happened. When I went to up there, he wanted a hat, okay? And I told him I would bring him one, and I was trying to get what size he wore because I have a friend of mine that works for the Astros. So I said, hey, let me give you your hat size, and I'll get you a hat. Well, that takes a little while. But he said I want a hat before the playoffs started, so I was just going to give him an adjustable hat. Well, then John showed a picture of him online, and he already had an Astro hat, so I thought somebody already got him a hat. Plus, I didn't go up this weekend because I was sick, so I'm sorry, Gilbert.
Well, welcome to our world, John.
He
didn't want to hear excuses. Gilbert, you know what Gilbert hates more than anything is excuses.
Excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gilbert, do you have something you want to say to John?
Yeah, come today.
He said it's going to take him a while.
If you don't bring a cap today,
he's going
to lose 0-2.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No.
John, no.
You got to get up there.
Yeah, John.
Well, I can't. It's the end of the month.
You better bring it to the
Or that. Oof.
The Astros will lose 0-2.
Say it again, Gilbert.
He can't be Gilbert, this cricket sucks. Yeah, Gilbert, he can't be there today.
Mega, what? You gotta
he
get
can't,
there.
He can't bring it today. Please
you gotta save our season.
Please don't curse the Astros.
Unfortunately, the man has a life. He can't be there today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, today is the end of the month estimates due at my work, so I'm busy.
He's got work to do.
Okay. All day.
Gilbert. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. Thanks for doing that part,
it.
Too. So,
yeah.
Gilbert, did you hear that?
But
he can't do it today because of
wait
work.
A minute. But if we go, if the Astros lose 0-2, okay, if they lose both games, I'm sorry. But John has got to do something
wait,
about
hold
this.
Hold on a
You're
second.
You're going to hold John accountable for Gilbert
You're
putting,
damn right I am. Gilbert put it on him.
Yeah, Gilbert put the curse on him, so it's Gilbert's fault.
Gilbert,
no.
why would you say that?
Nothing
that
Gilbert can do about it.
Hold on. Gilbert, why would you say that the Astros will go 0-2 in the playoffs if he doesn't bring you your hat? Why would you say that?
You come Gilbert today?
Well, I'm asking you a question.
No, he can't come today. He's working.
He's got a job.
Okay. What?
Hold on.
Twitch says, "Hey, quit your bleeping job and stop taking a dump at the Flying J. Get your ass over to the nursing home."
See, the problem is, Gilbert, don't put the curse on the Astros because there could be a World Series hat in your future.
Yeah, it feels.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not from one of us.
Why would you say that out loud?
From John, not from one of us. Not from Granado, from Egg Roll
you
Guy,
put
John.
Put it in his head now.
Gilbert,
you just incepted Gilbert.
Don't put a curse on the Astros because you could have a World Series hat coming from Egg Roll Guy, John. Just wait a second. Wait. Take it back.
I want a division cap.
Well,
anyway.
I'm trying to help.
Division instead of World Series?
No, he wants all of them. What are you talking about? He wants to start with a division, then he wants an ALCS shirt.
They don't even
then he
make
wants
those
a World
any.
Series.
The Astros have
program.
Wanted so much, they don't even make West Division champion.
You can get it from the team store.
You can't? Why are you putting this on
Egg
everybody?
Egg Roll John.
I saw it on TV anyway.
See, he saw it on TV. He saw. You can get them.
You saw it on TV,
yeah,
Gilbert?
They were promoting them on TV.
Well, listen. Gilbert watches 24 hours of television, so I'm sure he did. Oh, my God, look at this. Everybody on Twitch says, Mega Blast, you've got to get there. You've got to save our season.
Stop your life in its tracks.
Hold on. I am serious about this. I want to hear Gilbert's answer, and his phone is not great, so let's all be quiet here. Gilbert, are you threatening the Astros? Are you threatening us?
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm the Astros.
Okay.
He's starting on them.
Yeah.
What if the Astros go 0-2? How's that sound?
Yeah, Chevy, 2-0 would be great, you know.
Yeah, 2-0 would be great.
He said, somebody could, in my neighborhood, come by the Virgin Astros cap, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Please. Is anybody out there can bring him a Astros division
can
cap?
Can somebody please bring Gilbert an Astros division cap?
And stop at Outback on the way.
No, that's Lance's job.
No, I'm not getting him Outback. Let's have a division of labor, John.
Lance with the Outback.
We're
going to
make something at the house. You get what you get.
No.
No. That man wants what he wants.
No.
He's paid his dues.
All right. If you don't get him his Outback, the Texans lose their next five games.
I don't. Well, he didn't threaten
0-5 in their next five.
He didn't threaten. I got to hear it from the man himself. So.
All right. We got a break. All right, Gilbert, you heard it, you Mega Blast. You better get there today.
God, that is the most disconcerting thing. It literally jarred me when he said, well, how about this? If they don't get my hat, they start off 0-2.
He demanded a hat before the playoffs started.
He's desperate for this West Division hat.
Yeah. Well, Gilbert,
like,
I've never heard
somebody
you,
in the neighborhood.
I have never heard you threaten people. And why do you want this hat so desperately?
I don't know. We got a break.
Is he on hold?
I know.
I don't know.
How do you ask him to go all the way to here anyway? A lot of injuries, you know.
Okay, we'll see. It's hard to understand him on this
one. It is hard with that phone. We got to talk about HRP. That's not hard to understand. It's not hard to understand that you don't know what you're doing with your payroll. It's hard. We had Laura Beavers in studio last week. I think I asked her. I forget if I asked her about HRP and how wonderful they are. But I could tell you this. If you've got a question, you can ask Laura. Call up to the station and ask Laura about HRP. And Laura will give you the lowdown on what they do for you. Or just call HRP, 281-880-6525. They'll come. They'll customize a plan perfect for you and your business. Everybody's business is different. Okay? Our business is not the same as yours. Our business is our business grew with another payroll company, and they wouldn't grow with us. So we said, no, we're going to go with HRP. Because the more employees that you have, it's like a box store. You buy in bulk, guess what? You get a better price. This other payroll company said, no, it's the same price. Nah, that's not the way we do it. Not the way HRP does it anyway. The HR, the payroll, always perfect. And the taxes, I mean, just taking all of that out of your hands is another huge plus, okay? This is why you go with these people. The technology, second to none. You're looking for the best way to get payroll to your people. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. A short segment here. We are up against it already. I know what we missed today, Dell. We didn't even congratulate Sugarland. The Space Cowboys win the PCL championship.
Well, they won that, and then they won the AAA championship.
The whole AAA championship. And where is their minor league system ranked?
I don't know. Isn't it
the land?
One of the last in all of baseball?
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's not like Cooper Hummel being on the roster should be elevating the minor league
rankings. Your best players should be in the – young players should be in the – majors.
And because of injuries.
And a lot of times they'll be on double-A rosters,
and because
too.
Of the injuries, a lot of their best young players are on the Major League club.
Yeah. And they still won.
Well, if some of your players are like 27 years old, should that up your rankings in Major League in the minor league rankings?
Grown yes. men with three kids.
Yes.
Like, it's not like there are a lot of 20-year-olds running through the AAA for the Space Cowboys. Mm. They're all like 24, 25 years old. I mean, I can understand.
25 are still prospects.
Kind of. I mean, we just saw the Astros trade a bunch of 25 years old for Kikuchi, and we overreacted, and we're like, whatever. At
I'm
this
not
point.
Looking at if you win AAA championship that you got the best minor league system, personally, but maybe that's just me. I like Ben Gamble. Gamble did a nice job. I'm not looking at him as the next star.
No, Gamble was a trade. Well, Gamble was picked up. He was from another team. That's not their minor league
wasn't
system.
Wasn't Gamble, did
DeCenzo,
he come up?
DeCenzo and Whitcomb and
Wait. Did Gamble?
They picked him off the street.
Yeah, he's off the street.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not.
Well, he's not from your. Well, he's not from your system. Yeah, but
yeah. So, no, like, Gamble's with I don't know how many teams.
Dude, Gamble's been in the league for. Oh my God, Gamble's super old.
Yeah, and you know what? He's going to get a ring this year too.
Yeah, well, I want a ring too, John.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I get me a ring too, John. Anyway.
Well, he's going to he's going to get one of them rings if the Astros win, and next year ring day, somebody's got to bring Gilbert a ring.
Stupid for saying that out loud. Never tell him stuff like that out loud. The same way Dell was sitting there. Maybe you want to get a World Series thing. Like, don't say things like that. Mm. In fact, the less you talk, the better. And that goes for everybody. Just sit and let Gilbert say what he's got to do, and then don't make the mistake of saying. I mean, it feels like Lecter sometimes. Like, you got to be so careful about what you say and what you do, or he can take it and use it against you. It's as close as you get to Hannibal Lecter in real life is Gilbert, because what you say could come back to haunt you.
Look at some of the ages of the Space Cowboys, depending, like, Arrighetti's up here. Guys like Dylan Coleman, 27. Luis Contreras, 27. Ray Gaither, 26. The Blair Henleys of the world. We know that didn't go well when he was up. 26 years old. Wander Suero, 32. Mark Washington, 28. Cesar Salazar, 28. CJ Stubbs, 27. Luke Berryhill, 25. David Hensley, 28. Trey Cabbage, 26. Cut it out, John. Cut it out.
No. Our system. Oh, Arrighetti doesn't count. Wait a minute. Arrighetti doesn't count.
He on the major league roster at this point. Like,
well,
Corey
no, but
Jokes,
before the season,
Corey
we were ranked.
Jokes, all these guys who were in and out, stop it.
No. No. Arrighetti absolutely counts, and so does Whitcomb.
But stop.
And so
don't
does,
point
so
to
does
the
DeCenzo.
Space Cowboys. Those guys are up in the major league roster, although one of them got sent down to play in the game. But don't point to the Space Cowboys as evidence.
The
they're great. What is it? What do they call them? 4A players?
It's like
quadruple
when,
A
it's
players?
It's like when BYU beats up on smaller teams. They had a bunch of guys who came back from the missions, and they're 25.
That's all right.
They're grown-ass men.
Didn't Holgorsen always used to talk about how old BYU would be when he had to play them?
Yeah.
That's the Astros
and
triple A.
No, not only them, Kansas State.
Well, yeah, well, for different
man,
reasons
y'all
there.
The Astros? Have y'all played the Space Cowboys? Man, there's a bunch of old-ass dudes. They got it rough. Like a bunch of 31-year-olds.
Yeah, well, look at us.
Doing shots.
Look at us. Like, they've got a beer league softball team out there beating up on those kids
in
Reno.
Respect, respect that we're the home of the
92.5
champs.
We're home of the champs.
The AAA champs.
Yeah,
I'm happy about that. I'm just not going to conflate how great the system is because
the system is awesome.
They have all these upper 20s guys winning a title.
The system is awesome. Can't be beat. Can't be better. And, oh, take that. Keith Law.
Take that, Keith Law.
Yeah, Keith Law. How about a AAA championship? Weak. You weak, Keith Law. You don't know baseball. You don't know nothing about baseball.
Straw man. I've never seen today you're really mad at Major League Baseball for having afternoon Astros games, which we're used to. Of course, I say that as a radio host who has an afternoon open where I can watch games and I'm excited. Maybe other people who work probably aren't super crazy about it, would rather have it at night. I know for me, I'm like, I don't know, this is great. I don't know what y'all are talking about. This is fantastic.
Well, people have to work, Lance. Not you, but real people have to work.
You're just
but
mad.
But you weren't complaining on behalf of those people.
No.
Yes, I am complaining
on
behalf
of those
people.
You said no respect.
Like Megablast, he can't even see the games because it's the end of the month.
You said you started the show by saying, we ain't getting any respect, Major League Baseball.
No respect.
Like
should be the 7 o'clock game. We should be the 7 o'clock game.
For what? Up against?
Because we're the best, best Major League system. And we got
you're
the best
run
minor
into
league
football.
System, too.
You're going to run into football games.
Right.
You don't want to go up against football games.
No, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Thursday night,
Oh, stop. You know what, though?
Well, it's going to rate way higher than baseball.
Well, listen, if the other two, three series are over, guess who gets the 7 o'clock slot? The Astros.
You're lucky Caitlin Clark's out of the playoffs. She'd have wiped up Major League Baseball with her ratings.
Oh, man.
What do you think would have rated higher? Major League Baseball playoffs, division playoffs, or Caitlin Clark playoff game? Has she
Caitlin
gone through?
Clark.
Yes, 100%.
100%. Did anybody see her on 60 Minutes?
I saw she was going to be on. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it either. But she said, ask me the tough questions. Let's go. 60 Minutes. You got what you got. Bring it.
She did?
Yeah, it was in like one of the teaser clips to get you excited about watching.
I didn't watch it.
And did they ask her? Did anyone see it?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Did you see she tried to get the road teams paid spot bonuses?
Well, because she brings the most people on the road. Of course she wants to get it paid.
No, not her.
I know, the whole league.
Yeah, she was trying to get other people paid.
I know, but she benefits the most. She fills the most stadiums.
I know, but the point is that she's looking out for other people.
Yeah, except mostly herself, seeing as how she would get paid the most.
No. This doesn't even exist, the spot bonuses for opposing teams.
I get
no,
Lance,
for opposing teams.
She put, if you get based on the attendance in an away stadium, then she would make the most money.
Along with her teammates.
Yes.
Well, hold on. I thought she...
Unless it's a different thing she's looking for.
Yeah.
You're not going to get... What bonuses are you going to get in a stadium where the Lynx are playing the Sun and nobody's there?
Hold on. Because when I was watching the video, it sounded a lot different. Maybe I was reading it different. Did you see this? You must have seen that. You saw that deal, too?
What?
The
CEO. She wants to get paid.
No, you saw the CEO. No. You saw the CEO and that.
Said no, yeah.
the WNBA said no.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, they said no, Caitlin.
Yeah,
you're not getting paid for
it. Here it is. Caitlin Clark asked the WNBA to pay other players bonuses so they could share in the success of the Fever selling out arenas. The WNBA said no. This is how she asked if other players could get bonuses.
What do you mean other players?
I don't know. That's what, in a recent interview, Barber highlighted Clark's efforts. After a few away games and all the sellouts, Caitlin asked the WNBA if they would pay spot bonuses to the away team players. She said, "We're making all this new revenue, and I would like the away team to benefit from that." I guess that's all of them.
Oh, I see. At Fever games, not away games.
So anyone coming in?
Yeah,
if the Aces
were
in town.
I had read that where all the away games.
She was trying to get them money. That has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
Trying to ruin America's sweetheart, John. Trying to call her selfish.
God, I know. What are you doing, John?
You've been on one today.
Listen.
There's an Angel Reese fan. Listen. LSU. There's the LSU angle.
She ain't America's sweetheart to Angel, okay?
Well, that's why you're trying to ruin her. You're on Angel's side.
Well, I'm an LSU guy. Sorry.
We've heard.
Yeah. Sorry. We got to break it. It's up against it, 9:49.
What are we up against?
We're up against a break.
Oh.
I mean, are we? I mean, we got a break here. What do you want, a two-minute segment at the end of News of the Weird?
Like,
of course you don't.
It doesn't matter when the shows start anymore.
I guess it doesn't. Time to talk about
it. It started at 10:09. It doesn't matter.
Underdog. Oh, I worked with a guy who came in and said, "If you don't get off on time, I'm gonna kick your ass."
I was there for that. I remember.
Yep. Yep.
Whoa.
That's
accountability.
He was volatile.
Yeah, it is accountability, Laramie. Time for you to talk about Underdog.
Good. I'll talk about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is great because of the way that they help you enjoy the games that are on, the games that you're watching. It's just it's a better way to experience making picks with the Pick'em Challenge. To make picks on Underdog, it's straightforward. Sign-up bonus is even easier. Just head over to Underdog's simple-to-use mobile app and use promo code Lance, because when you do that, Underdog's going to give you a free pick to use on your first cash pick'em entry plus up to a thousand dollar bonus cash when you make that deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy. Promo code Lance to claim your new customer special on a free pick and the deposit offer. It's just a great way to watch playoff baseball. You know, playoff baseball, you've got the Pick'em Challenge, you've got college football, pro football. I mean, there's so much to choose from, and it's a great way when you're watching your game to play along with the game you're watching. Choose higher or lower on statistics, and you could win up to 1,000 times your original play. This is truly incredible, and it's an offer for you right now through Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Did y'all see the poo canoe?
Sounds terrible.
in Nanning, China, a sewer blew up in the street, and it the sewage pipe burst, and it went, it propelled 33 feet into the air.
Oh.
You haven't seen, it's a geyser of poo.
Oh.
All over the cars and the road and the people and everything. Just gross. Look it up. Nanning, China. You want to talk about gross?
Geyser of poo was Jetters. That's terrible.
Geyser of poo. Diddy's lawyer says, he says that why Diddy had 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Because there was a Costco near him.
And then what did Costco say?
Costco said, we don't sell baby oil.
Nice don't try.
Don't be putting Diddy on us.
Sam's Club.
Of all the things, Costco. Actually, it's not something we sell. If you just told me that.
I spent time at Costco. I already knew that.
I would assume they would have had baby oil somewhere.
Well, they've got baby wipes. They've got diapers. Why wouldn't they have baby oil, I wonder?
Because they ain't
about
that
life. I guess you don't buy that much. So you don't buy baby
oil
in bulk.
Who buys baby oil anymore?
Yeah, you don't buy it in bulk, certainly.
You don't buy it in bulk.
What do you put baby oil on?
Like baby oil from as a kid, baby oil was a thing.
You put lotion on, right?
Yeah, but some people, when I was a kid, some people used baby oil.
Yeah, when you were a kid.
And it takes forever to use. So.
Jamar Chase was asked, did you see how he slipped off of Panthers yesterday?
Yeah, classic Joe Burrow touchdown, catch and run for Jamar Chase.
Oh, stop. The best quarterback.
Those 3-yard passes.
Yeah, look, I'll give Burrow credit. It was 10 to 12 air yards, and then Chase turned it into a 60-yard touchdown. Credit to Joe Burrow.
Oh, my God. Bad news, boys.
What?
Dikembe Mutombo died.
Oh,
no way.
Nuts. That's terrible.
58 Are you serious?
Years old. Yeah, he had a bad battle with brain cancer. Nobody did more for hospitals than Dikembe Mutombo.
No, he was great.
I mean,
this guy literally built infrastructure infrastructure in Africa.
Yes. Yeah. Holy crap. That's terrible.
Oh,
China's newest nuclear submarine sank. Well, I don't know if... But isn't that what submarines are supposed to do?
Well, and come back up when they want to.
Yeah, they're not supposed... They're supposed to sink other things.
They're not supposed to stay sunk.
They're supposed to submerge. I think the word is
submerge,
not sink.
Yeah.
Not sink. It's
correct.
Not sink they're supposed to do?
Submerge and then come back up.
It happened at Wuchang Shipyard near Wuhan. Oh. Any coincidence?
I don't. What coincidence?
I don't know.
A submarine sinking in COVID? You. What do you mean, any coincidence?
Is there a coincidence between Wuhan and COVID?
You think Wuhan is just a place where disasters happen? Is that what you say? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
You don't know. You don't know. I don't know. No one knows. No one could possibly know. Missouri pledges to disperse summer food aid by the end of the year. I don't know if I want your summer food in January.
That has to mean something
in
else.
December.
Right?
No. No. They've begun distributing summer food benefits for children, aims to finish by the end of the year.
So is that for, like, kids who... depend on like school lunch? What do you mean summer food benefits?
And then
they're giving those kids food during the summer, and
they're giving, but they haven't given out because they don't know school. They're going to give them all out by the end of the year.
So wait a minute,
during school,
I'm hungry in June, in July.
Know, right?
I'm going to get the
put
food.
Put it away. Put it in the freezer.
What am I?
That's
squirrel?
The point.
Put it in the freezer.
That's really the point. Why this is a story?
What the hell, Missouri?
Yes, Del, this is why we're doing this.
Can I ask Missouri a question?
Sure.
Are all your children starving? Can I figure out, how do the kids eat? Now I'm actually concerned.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's it.
They could have used it in June when they needed it.
What
okay.
The hell?
A Missouri candidate, apparently, he doesn't have a family, so he took a photo with someone else's family. He's got a wife and 3 kids that he took a photo with for his...
That's
he's
hilarious
running for
to me.
He's running for Virginia's 7th Congressional District.
I like that.
So
that
he move. Used... He borrowed a family. What? Do you feel like he might be misleading people?
The importance of a family when you're a politician, I guess you're selling the family ideal, but maybe not use a fake one.
What do you
one.
Really need a family for if you're a politician?
Well, apparently
well,
it helps.
He's a, He's also pro-life. He's extremely he's running on a pro-life.
Is he pro-lie?
You know,
well,
I don't
what
know.
Does him being pro-life have to do with anything?
Because now, well, look how pro-life I am. I got all these kids.
You could be pro-life and not have decided to have a child yet.
He could be pro-life for you, just not for me.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. I'm pro-life for all of y'all.
Or I haven't met the right woman yet. How about that's a reasonable explanation. I haven't found the woman I want to marry yet. And because of that, I don't have kids.
Maybe he just has ratchet people coming up to him. Maybe he's like, I don't need these ratchet girls in my life. I'm waiting for the special lady. I shouldn't be penalized because I don't just go ratchet.
And finally today, Japan has a beloved snack company. It's called Umaibo.
I see.
It was introduced in 1979.
Yeah.
This is their first price increase in 45 years, and they apologized for it. Oh, so sorry.
You can't do that.
So what can I do?
Just say it out loud. He can't do that.
So sorry.
You stop. Why do we eat into my time for this?
I know. Now you regret it.
Just because
I'm leaving now.
Just because you're sitting in a place that isn't this studio doesn't mean you can say that.
I didn't say what. I said so sorry. That's all I said.
Yeah, I wish you would have said so sorry as opposed to how you said it.
It sounded like something from Warrior.
Yeah, I mean, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Time for me to talk about. How about a new sponsor to the show, and it's called Game Day. Game Day Men's Health. And it's just different. First of all, I'll tell you how it's different. Men's health. Okay, you're lethargic. And listen, I don't know if you know, but you need testosterone. If you don't have enough testosterone in your body and you're lethargic and, you know, sexually you're not nearly as what you used to be and all of those things, can't sleep at night, all of these things, that you need testosterone. Well, Game Day Men's Health. There's a bunch of them out there, right? Game Day Men's Health is different. How about when you walk in, it takes about 45 minutes for you to find out whether or not you need testosterone. Other places don't have labs. They have labs at Game Day Men's Health. Oh, and they're strictly watched to make sure that all of their numbers are correct. So they take care of business. So it takes you 45 minutes, and oh, by the way, it's free. Most of these other places, I'm not going to say all, but most of them charge you like $150 to find out whether or not you're even a candidate to give them money. At Game Day Men's Health, they don't charge you. And then they've got everything else that you could possibly need. These peptides, what? If you have ED, they go to the root of the problem, not just throw pills at you. They got the Gainsway shockwave therapy, and they try to fix it without pills. So here's the deal. You're looking for a different way. Go to GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. 5 locations right now. They're going to have 15 by the end of the year. This thing is going to take over the city. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time-traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.